Yeah, Josh played great, came up with some big catches, obviously came up with the touchdown catch as well, just to keep that momentum going there in the first half. Yeah, Josh Hill's one of those guys that's just as steady as can be, you know, and does such a great job with his role. You know, there's some games where, you know, we're asking him, man, to block that D gap or, you know, be really effective in protection, great in the run game, and then obviously, you know, might have some opportunities in the pass game, might not. Just kind of have to wait and see how it plays out. But, you know, he's a very good receiver. Came up with a big catch in that 2-minute drive as well. You know, Josh and I have had a lot of time together. You know, and so there's a great rapport there. There's a great understanding, and you know, that was a pass play where, you know, kind of a tight window to put that ball, and yet he knows exactly where it's coming, and he's able to come up with a big catch that keeps that drive going, and we end up getting 7 points on that one as well. Oh, listen, that was huge. That was huge. You know, because they stop us on the first two drives, and then for us to come up with that big play, I think it just kind of blew the whole thing wide open. I think it broke the seal for us offensively and obviously got the crowd rolling. Hey, find your matchups and let's go make some plays. And that's what we were able to do. He said, you want to go for it or punt? I said, you got a play you like? He said, yeah. I said, let's go for it. So, in the discussion. Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
The way they contain the running game.
Run, yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, sure. If a team's going to do that, then obviously – you know, I feel like with the matchups we have outside that there should be opportunities. And, you know, you still have to have a level of patience but take advantage of them when they do come around. So I think what we've shown offensively is that we have a lot of ways to be effective, a lot of weapons to spread the ball around. You know, really all the receivers did a great job today. You know, Brandon Coleman caught a bunch of passes in some critical situations. Obviously, Mike and Teddy, but you know that whole group. Willie came up with a big one. You know, the ball was spread around quite a bit. The guys were making plays when they had the chances.
Did you sense during the week it was that way, or is that?
Listen, you know, when you play a team three times and their divisional opponent, you know that there's going to be, you know, adjustments made, and so in a lot of cases. You just have to wait till you get to game day. You know, you prepare yourself, you put all the tools in your toolbox, and then you wait to get to the job, and then you figure out, all right, well, these are the tools we're going to need to get this job done.
What were you thinking when you left the field after the interception? You know, obviously, Gabe Callahan is in a pretty decent field position, and the defense came out and saved the day, essentially.
They did a great job. Yeah, I mean, it's fourth down, you know, so you're going to throw the ball up and give your guys a chance. Actually, glad he intercepted it and gave them, you know, pushed them about 20, 25 yards back. So actually worked out to our advantage.
Are you thinking that as you're rolling?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's don't throw a pick that they can return for a touchdown. But, you know, if there's guys in a bunch, hey, maybe you get a PI, maybe your guy goes up and makes the play. So, yeah, that's a ball that has to be thrown. Well, I mean, you try to enjoy as many of these moments as possible because, you know, it's not going to last forever. And certainly these are the memories that you hang on to, and especially in big games like this, you know, when you're talking playoffs, when you're talking taking the next step forward to achieving your ultimate goal.
You kind of feel like that Sean and Dennis were playing, you know, gutsy calls and going for it for them and blitz at the end of the game. You feel like that's kind of the way you guys have played all the year, and you guys have been successful a lot.
Got to play to win the game.
How special was it to have all those guys back?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. You know, all those guys, you know, former teammates of mine, and the list gets fewer and fewer of the guys that are still on this team that, you know, played with that group. But obviously, you know, Joe Vitt probably had one of the best sayings, you know, way back when he said, you know, you win a Super Bowl, you walk together forever. And we accomplished that. And you feel like there's a brotherhood that will always be there. And, you know, guys live in different parts of the country. They have their families, they have their lives, they have all this stuff going on. You may not talk to them for a long time, and yet when you get back together, it's as if no time has passed. And that's the way it was yesterday, seeing all those guys and see them later tonight. And you know, that's the way it is. There's a brotherhood there. There's a kinship that can never be broken. It was great. You know, if you can't enjoy the good times, you know, in this league, then might need to get out. Because obviously there's plenty of struggle, there's plenty of adversity. So, you know, we got a fun, loving group, and that's why I love coming to work every day, because I get the chance to be in the locker room with those guys. Yeah. You know, we trust our system. We trust each other. And I think what we prove is that we can beat you in a lot of different ways. You know, we found a lot of different ways to win. And so, you know, offensively, obviously we come into every game with a game plan, and then you have to be able to midstream adjust according to how they're defending you. And I think it became obvious very early on that they wanted to stop the run, and that was going to provide us with some opportunities outside. You know, actually that one to Ted was really a blown coverage, and you know, he just was able to sneak through the defense and caught my eye, and so I launched it to him. But, you know, I mean, you heard the stadium. It was an eruption, and, you know, you felt like, all right, you know, you need those moments throughout the course of a game just to provide that momentum and that confidence. And, you know, it's for everybody. It's not just your team, but it's the fans, and it creates that atmosphere that makes you feel like, you know, no matter what, we're going to find a way to win this game. I mean, that happens every now and then. I mean, listen, there's a balance. You know, there's a balance to, you know, every defense is going to have a game plan for you. And I said it earlier, but when you play a divisional opponent too, you know, it's like, all right, they played us one way the first game. They played us one way the second game. They played us another way the third game. You know, it's almost like you just change it up so that you're giving them something different, you know, and maybe that works. So, again, so much of this game is expect the unexpected. You know, the better understanding you have of your system, the confidence that you have in the guys around you, you can midstream adjust, and you know that you have the tools in the toolbox to make plays no matter what the defense does.
What kind of trust do you have in Michael Thomas specifically?
Yep. You got your terminology down, back shoulder. That says it right there. Obviously, he's a guy that I do have a lot of confidence in. And so, on any given play, depending on how they're playing us, how they're defending us, you know, he's certainly a guy that I feel confident throwing the ball up to him.
On that touchdown to begin, what was your first look there, and what did you see to force you to go?
Well, it was a concept that really had my eyes going left. You know, and they ran a pressure, and just I think the safety kind of vacated the middle of the field, which I think was a mistake, because, you know, that was kind of where Ted was running. And I think Ted realized that at some point, you know, midway through that route, that, you know, nobody's really running with me like they should. And, you know, they had this backside corner that's supposed to get deep, and he just wasn't deep enough. And so I felt that. You know, I felt Ted's speed and his ability, you know, looked like he was running by, so let it fly.
You mentioned the crowd. When you're sitting on the sideline, the defense takes the field, the place is going wild. What's that like for you?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. We got the best fans in the world. I know everybody says that, but we really do. and this venue, this atmosphere that's created here, you know, when we're rolling like we have been in the past, and certainly the last two games here at home, our fan base has created an electric atmosphere. Hey, we won. Feels good. It's hard to beat a team three times, especially a team as prideful as the Panthers. And we got a lot of respect for those guys. Got a lot of respect for that coach and that defense. And you know, we always have battles with those guys. So we knew this was going to be an extremely tough task. We knew we needed to play a near flawless game, and you know, make the plays when we needed to make them. And we were able to do that. And it was a team effort. And so there's no better feeling than knowing that, man, you just won, and not only won, but you won a playoff game as a team, and now you're on to the next one.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, it's night and day, you know? I mean, you're still trying to find yourself. You're still trying to establish your identity. You know, so that feels like ages and ages ago. You know, listen, they've earned the right to be in the position they're in. That's an extremely tough place to play. That's a very, very good football team all the way around. Obviously, Case Keenum has played phenomenal this year for them on offense, and that defense is as stout as ever. So we've got our work cut out for us. Be a great week of preparation and practice, and we'll get ready to roll Sunday. All right, guys.